This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, Michael Tracy, one of my Twitter peeps, asked this question. How do we know Putin didn't have anything on Obama? And my suspicion is he probably does. I would say Obama is the little weak guy that goes to prison and he gets passed around quite a bit. I would say all of the people have at one point owned Obama inside of the prison system known as politics. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And we do encourage you to call us, you send us notes, whatever. Love to hear from you. How do we know Putin didn't have anything on Obama? And here's his, he goes on to say this in the tweet. After all, Obama declined to bomb Assad. He refused to arm Ukraine. He repeatedly praised Putin, forged military and diplomatic alliances with him, and downplayed election meddling. Should Obama be brought before Mueller for questioning? The short answer is, of course he should. Barack Obama is a scoundrel. I don't care about your color. I don't care about Democrat, Republican, whatever. Put Obama's record on paper without his name on it, and there's not a leftist on the planet who's for him. Certainly not, there's not anybody on the right who would be for him. So don't pretend that we're dealing with Kevin, you don't like Obama. I don't like policies that are not pro-America. I mean, I just read you Obama's dismal record. Obama said to Medvedev, he says, we'll deal with this when I get reelected. What does that mean? That's worse than the Strzok text.
We'll get him later. We'll figure it out. We won't let that happen.
But these people deal in these cryptic messages that aren't that very cryptic. They don't want us around. Conservatives? Holy cow. Obama won't bomb Assad, won't arm Ukraine, which, by the way, Trump did both. They say he praises Putin. Trump says, hey, look, this is a guy who runs his country. He puts Russia first. Why am I going to be mad at him for that? Lucky for you, I'm going to now put America first. He's got no dirt on me. So what does he do? He bombs Assad, goes after ISIS, arms the Ukraine. Two things that Obama didn't do, and he's in the bag for Russia. The logic doesn't apply there, fellas. Hey, bonehead, brain-dead, zombie leftist listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to defend Obama, give me a call, 844-551-8255. Because, see, I don't care about it being Obama. If Trump did what Obama did and Obama did what Trump did, I would be singing Obama's praises, not singing Trump's. But you can't say that. Because these people on the left are enemies. They are dyed in the wool for their ideology, and they don't care that Donald Trump is successful. That has nothing to do with their ideology. They are upset at us that he's successful. I know that sounds crazy, but they are. They're your neighbor who you drive home in that brand new Lexus SUV, and they don't look over and go, boy, look at old Kev, they're doing well. You know, must have gotten a raise or something, you know, because he's frugal with his money. He doesn't spend much. So if he's got that car, he can afford it. What a guy. Check him out. No, they go, oh, look at him over there trying to be all seditty, all bourgeois, showing off with his new car. Hey, Cam, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, is that a new car? Yeah. Look. Hey, great. Man, congratulations. They go in their house. You know what I'm talking about. That type of person. That's your lefty. Yeah. Never going to come over and go, man, you know, why you got to buy that new car? You know, I mean, well, I shouldn't say that because they will come over and tell you, it's environmentally this. Why didn't you get the electric version, the hybrid or whatever? But no, they're not going to tell you what they really think. because they're chicken crappers. Barack Obama is more owned by Putin than Donald Trump could be in 50 lifetimes. Hillary Clinton is far worse. She's not owned by Putin. I mean, she is his slave. I don't know why he'd want her, because she don't work that hard, and you certainly don't want her, you know, for other reasons. So what does he want with her? Well, she's willing to do his bidding for him. I'm curious to see what this $400 million turns out to be. I don't know what's going to happen with all of that. But my only point to all of this, folks, is, well, I've got lots of points. So I'm not going to say it's my only point, because I'm keep making them. But one of the points I shall make is that if we're going to really look at this situation and Mueller's being sincere, he'd look at this stuff. He'd look at it. But you're saying, okay, Kevin, we've gone over that. We know that. You've had 50 shows where you say Mueller is, you know, going to turn and look at the left, turn and look at the left. Mueller is looking at the left. You may not know it. He's looking at him. Every day that he extends this thing, he thinks, you know, oh, I'm getting over on the American people. The Democrats are going, Robert, you got to keep that thing moving, man, because we got nothing else. You got to keep it moving. And he's like, I'm doing all that I can. I'm keeping it moving, you know, and he's all, you know, methodical. We've got more indictments coming. With more Russians are being indicted. More people are going to be put under the, you know, scrutiny of this investigation. And no matter what they do, every time something new comes out, it isn't damaging to Donald Trump. It isn't going to influence people negatively on the election. I've had people ask me, the guy I went to, we practice hitting golf balls together. Sometimes we play. And he says, Kevin, what do you think is going to come out of this thing? You know, you think it's influencing the Trump voters in the 2018 elections, this whole Russia thing? And I went, well, let me ask you this. Is it influencing you? He goes, no, I'm just more mad. You know, I wish they'd shut it down. And I go, well, that's the prevailing thought. If you're following this, you understand it. If you think that the Democrats keeping it going is making the walkaway movement change, or the Democrats are going to go, oh, my God, you know, maybe there is something to this Russia thing. No, it's not. You want to know what always it comes back to? It's a very simple thing, folks. It comes back to the idea that I'm living better. And living better isn't always this in-your-face thing. It's a feeling that you get. It's like you start losing a little weight. I don't know if you've ever trained to lose weight. You know, you get on a diet. I don't know how you are. I can feel when I'm losing weight. I go, wow, I feel a couple pounds lighter. Now, I'm much more in tune with my body than most from being an athlete, but I will tell you, I will go, yeah, starting to lose weight. Okay, good deal. Now, some people can get on the scale. I know what my weight's going to be on the scale when I start losing weight. Oh, anyway, we need to lose a lot of pounds. It's called leftism, and it's going to happen shortly. Folks, thanks for listening in. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When this happened, yeah. And they knew about it, and they chose to do nothing.
There was no...
That's what they've been meddling for years.
Come. See, this is the thing. We're on the ground, so we're talking to voters all the time. That's all we do, is work on campaigns. People love this president. That's why President Trump won. They just can't handle that. They keep needing a reason, an excuse. How did this monstrosity happen? How did this abomination make it to the White House? The truth is the American people love him, and they still support
not
him.
Not all the American people love him. Mm-hmm. I mean, half the country is divided.
Yeah, sure. You're right, and they either love him or hate him. We talked about that before. There is no middle ground right now, which is a shame.
Mm. But they sure do like the record employment.
Exactly.
So you think this press conference with Putin isn't going to change people's opinions? If you love him, you love him. You hate him, you hate him.
It was a one-hour press conference after a two-hour private meeting. We have no idea what happened in the private meeting. It was a one-hour press conference, and where I'm supposed to change my opinion about a president that's doing all kinds of amazingly positive things. Because of a one-hour press conference.
It's a swamp thing, chicken little, the sky's falling in, and the American people are getting tired of it.
I wonder how you feel about Russia generally. Do you think Russia is an ally for the U.S.?
Well, they're not our friend. They're not a friend. They're a political foe.
But if they're a political foe, then why is President Trump reaching out to them in this way?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you be?
They have the largest nuclear arsenal after the United States.
Do you think that any of this will affect what people are saying to you when you're out campaigning?
For 2018 or 2020?
Both.
No.
Not for 18.
No.
It all comes down to the economy. Jobs.
Are they making more money? Is there more money in their paycheck?
Can they provide for their family and kids?
So to those who are calling President Trump a traitor, and to those who are critical of him, including Republicans, what's your message?
It was one meeting.
Yeah. I think they better get on the Trump train and start enjoying their life again.
You've been in the swamp too long. Mm-hmm. Get back to middle America. Mm-hmm. And see what matters.
Yeah, they ought to go get a job. They need to get unelected and go work in the real world.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. In other words, what these people are saying is that the public, the Trump-supporting public, doesn't care. Now, about this Russia. Oh, he had 2 hours alone with Putin. What do you think heads of state do? I said, hey, he probably had 8 hours alone with Melania. Let's find out what he did there, too. Right? Glad you guys are back. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. This is the most ridiculous stuff I've seen in a long time. Are you kidding me? We want to know what was said in these meetings. We want to bring the translator in, said nobody ever. Can you imagine if heads of state said, every time you have a meeting, we're going to subpoena the translator? But they want you to want it to appear as though if he won't bring over the translator, that's a problem. He doesn't want us to know. No, he doesn't. You're exactly right. And backfire, don't worry, folks. This will backfire. I know you're many people, God, you guys, it cracks me up that I'm constantly having to explain. And I don't mean it disparagingly, but I'm having to explain the strategies here, why it's not going to work. And then here's the deal. It bears me out. Every single time, you're not going to defeat Trump by trying to demonize Russia, because people are going to go, oh, so let's just be clear. Russia's the only country we're not supposed to work with. Can we work with Iran? Can we work with North Korea? Can we work with China? And, oh, while all of that's going on, the U.S. economy is booming. The Chinese economy slowed way down. Russia's in big trouble without us. Europe is in triage. All of these guys are looking to America for support, and the only person who's out there throwing them a lifeline is Donald Trump, whether it's Britain with Brexit, Germany with their immigration issues, and the soon-to-be very serious issues in their economy, and on and on. And Trump is saying, it's going to get worse. You want to know why it's going to get worse? Because I'm no longer going to let you take advantage of the United States. We are no longer going to finance your craziness. So if you want Europe, the $190 billion of trade deficit that you currently enjoy with us, you better start changing your economy because we're pulling it back. Now, China got the message. Oh, by the way, where is that Chinese trade war? Remember the war that got started? Where is it at? Where's Harley Davidson complaining? Where's all the people that were going to be dying when Trump says he's going to do it? Where are we in this trade war? Let me give you the answer, folks. If you're paying attention, we're winning it. That's why you're not hearing anything about it. Is it Armageddon? Are people jumping off of buildings in Wall Street? What's going on in the trade war? Almost everybody's benefiting. Because here's the dirty little secret. We could pull everything back in, make it ourselves. The pricing wouldn't change a bit. Because Donald Trump could say, I'm going to take that $800 billion that we spend every year on trade, and I'm going to subsidize every industry that's being hit outside of the United States. We will become self-sufficient. We're going to have a trade debt. We're going to take on that debt. And Trump would figure out a way to get it down to about $250 billion. Because that's a lot of money to subsidize companies, wouldn't you think? You could save a lot of small businesses, big businesses, subsidizing things, even telling people, we're going to encourage you to go to this location, this store, and buy because we're going to subsidize your products. He could do so much with that money internally that we don't have to buy a freaking thing outside of this country. Oh, yeah, ponder that. Let me tell you how you can ponder it. Barack Obama put $1 trillion into this economy every year that he was president, and he didn't subsidize anything. He just put it in there and gave it to gave it to people that weren't working. Here, take it. Welfare. He gave it to businesses to squander. He buried it in bureaucracy. Trump would take that same $1 trillion a year, and he would have this economy humming. We could keep prices artificially low, etc. If we're all willing to collectively pay for it, because that's what we're doing when we subsidize other countries. So if we're willing to collectively pay for it, Trump would say, fine, let's look at all the things that can benefit us the most, things that we want to bring back, steel, aluminum, you know, all this precious metal mining. We'll do that lead. We'll take all that back. And we'll put that money, I mean, we're already pay a fortune for infrastructure, but we'll put it into things that you can see it, feel it, touch it, taste it, etc. If it's coming from China, we don't need them. If it's coming from Japan, whatever, Korea, only people we will deal with are the people who want to deal with us the right way. Other than that, we'll bring it all back in. And if he said this, look, go out, buy the TVs you're going to buy this year, because over the next 2 years, we're going to staff up. We're going to bring all of it back in. We're going to bring electronics. We're going to bring, you know, high tech. All that manufacturing is coming back. Guys, gear up, manufacturers. Get ready to get hired. We'd bring all these people in. We'd be, man, we would be golden. We could, you know, we wouldn't have all the workforce, but I tell you what, we would be creating jobs for people like crazy. And he could say, we're going to freeze wages while this occurs because nothing's going to go up. We're going to do all these different things. Man, he could put a plan together that would blow your mind. We would be completely independent of the world. And they better know it. And most of them do. More on this when we come back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump came out today and said he's very happy with the progress in talks with the denuclearization of North Korea. Also today, President Trump has been tweeting about Iran, and some of the threats have been going back and forth between the Iranian president and President Trump. Congressman Lee Zeldin said there's one thing we need to remember when dealing with Iran.
We want to reassume a position of strength. The military option is real. We say we can't be silent, not because we want war, but because we want to prevent it. And that was one of the mistakes that was made in the past, was that we were allowing Iran in their streets, on their holidays, in their parliament, to be talking about destroying America.
Salvage operators resurfaced a duck boat today that sunk last week during a severe thunderstorm, killing 17 people. Pam Smith lost her husband in the storm.
He says, it's not good, Pam. I told him I loved him. He told me he loved me. And I just get to take care of the kids.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you think that any of this will affect what people are saying to you when you're out campaigning?
For 2018 or 2020?
Both.
No.
Not for 18.
No.
It all comes down to the economy. And jobs.
Are they making more money? Is there more money in their paycheck?
Can they provide for their family and kids?
So to those who are calling President Trump a traitor, and to those who are critical of him, including Republicans, what's your message?
It was one meeting. Yeah. I think they better get on the Trump train and start enjoying their life again.
You've been in the swamp too long. Mm-hmm. Get back to middle America. Mm-hmm. And see what
matters. Yeah, they ought to go get a job. They need to get unelected and go work in the real world.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. People all over the world, I'm throwing hands, yeah, to avoid the Trump train. Glad you guys are with me, KJRadio.com. You better get on the Trump train. People are these people are telling you what's going on. That's why one of my buddies asked me, Kevin, what do you think this Russia thing is going to impact people? I'm going, what's it going to do to you? You're a Trump supporter. He says it has no impact. In fact, it makes me madder. Trust me, it's making leftists mad. It's making the walkaway people mad. It's making other people say, why don't y'all leave this man alone and let him do his job? Stop asking questions like that and start coming up with proactive solutions and saying, what can I say to people when they bring this up? When they bring it up, say, look, you want to chase Russia? Barack Obama did more colluding with Russia. He sat in meetings with these people, gave away the farm across the board, and you have a guy that's working towards you, and you want to talk to me about Donald Trump, go to, you know, whatever. You tell him whatever you want. I don't want you to necessarily do what I do, but make them understand you're not going to be swayed. Start swaying people instead of being swayed. Start selling your program versus others, because that's the war you're in. You're fighting for your ideology. And the difference between you fighting for your ideology and then the left fighting for theirs is they don't care if theirs is good or bad. If you were to convince me, Kevin, this stance you're taking on such and such, it doesn't do the body politic any good. It doesn't do this or that. I would tell you, okay, great. I'm interested in changing. Help me change, Dr. Phil. But if you can't convince me that what I'm doing is wrong, Kevin, your empowerment of black people is really making things bad. I don't know, bad for the race pimps, bad for the people that are fleecing the tax-paying citizens because they want to bring this social warrior agenda up. Yeah, I don't have a problem with my empowering blacks, empowering women, empowering millennials, empowering Latinos, making them understand that I don't want to think of them in any kind of a bucket. I see them as human beings subject to all the fallacies of mankind, all the failures, I should say, of mankind. And I want to make sure that they understand, number one, that they are forgiven. forgiven by God for however bad they can behave. And number two, they should work to redeem themselves and contribute something to society that's positive. If that makes me a bad guy, then I'm going to be a bad guy till the day that I die. That's what I'm talking about. And let me tell you, the left have completely messed this up. They think they're beating us. They are not beating us. They're getting their butts kicked. And I don't care. Look, they can go through this nonsense. They can do these witch hunts, anything they want to do. Our mission is being driven by God. I'm telling you right now, I have more faith that God is watching over everything. I mean, I know he does. I'm not trying to say, you know, I've always had this faith. I believe that God understands exactly where things are going to go. And we already, the predetermined outcome of this election is coming. And I've explained it by saying when Barack Obama won in 2008, I thought it was the end of the world. When he won again in 2012, I knew it was the end of the world. And in 2016, God gave me the signs that he had taught us a lesson and he was going to remedy it. And I told you guys, Donald Trump will be the next president because it is too important. I thought the two elections previous to that were the two presidential were the two most important elections of our lifetime. But you know what happened in between them? 2010 and 2014. They undid 2008 and 2012. And then in 2016, with the election of Donald Trump by you people, the most unlikely presidential candidate to get elected in history, we proved it all again that God has his mighty hand in all of this. And what he's asking you to do is go out and evangelize to these people that think that we're a bunch of sanctimonious Bible-thumping gun-toters who want to do them harm and make them understand that it is quite the opposite, that the most harm that's being done to them is being done by their own folks, their own people. And I want to get into this discussion where a guy wrote this in a Spectator, and it says, that's why they all are billionaires and got elected president. And then he writes, this is the article, it's really quite simple. Everyone is smart except Donald J. Trump. That's why they are all billionaires and all got elected president. This is such a great piece because it speaks to all these people out there. The Shapiros, Ben Shapiro, the guy, what's his name? I forget his dang name because it's not that important to me. The Jonah Goldbergs and the Bill Kristols and, of course, everybody on the left. The Hillary Clintons, Barack Obamas, all the intelligentsia, right or left, the rhino crowd, the establishment crowd, they all know more than you do. Only Trump does not know what he's doing. Only Trump does not know how to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. Anderson Cooper knows how to stand up to Putin. The whole crowd at MSNBC does. All the journalists do. He goes on to write this. They could not stand up to Matt Lauer at NBC. They couldn't stand up to Charlie Rose at CBS. They couldn't stand up to Mark Halperin at NBC, nor up to Leon Weisteer, who I don't know, it was Weiseltier at the New York Republic, nor Jan Winter at Rolling Stone, nor Michael Oreskes at NPR, at the New York Times or the Associated Press. But, oh, wow. Can they stand up to Putin? Only Trump is incapable of negotiating with the Russian tyrant. Remember the 4 years when Anderson Cooper was president of the United States? And before that, when the entire Washington Post editorial staff jointly were elected to be president? Remember? Neither do I. And I love his snark because he's saying Donald Trump made himself into a billionaire. How many people do you know have done that? Donald Trump set out to become president of the United States and he did it against all odds. How many of those clowns could have done it if they even wanted to do it? But they're all presidential. They all know what it's like to be president. They all know what it's like. They can judge you and say your style is not presidential. You don't represent what it's like to be presidential. Oh, and by the way, you're an incompetent. On the heels of Barack Obama, they want to tell you, this blows my mind. On the heels of Barack Obama, a self-made nobody, a guy who has had white folks carrying his water for him his entire worthless life, and they want you to believe he's an accomplished individual. Yeah, he ran and he proved that you can be a scoundrel, a nobody, a do-nothing ne'er-do-well, and you can get elected president based strictly on your color and your presence. Barack Obama.
Yeah, well, you know, what he said. I can use a bunch of intelligent sounding words. I can speak in a timbre that makes you believe that I know what I'm talking about, even though I don't have to say anything. I could talk about doggy doo-doo, and people would go, man, it was such an intellectual performance, the way that he spoke. And people fell for it. But Donald Trump comes in and says, yeah, yeah, hey, you know, and he does emotions, and he's like, yeah, whatever. And he looks almost mafioso. And they go, he can't do anything. He's blue collar. Look at him. Anyway, he goes on to say this. The seedier media never have negotiated life or death. Not corporate life and death. Not human life and death. They think they know how to negotiate, but they do not know how. They go to a college and are told by peers that they are smart. Get some good grades. Proceed to graduate degrees in journalism and get hired as analysts. Now they're experts, ready to take on Putin and the Iranian Ayatollahs at the age of 30. That is not the road to expertise and tough dealing. The alternate road is that, along the way, maybe you get forced into some street fights. Sometimes the other guy wins. Sometimes you beat the intestines out of him. Then you deal with grown-ups as you mature, and you learn that people can be nasty. Often they smile and speak softly. You get cheated a few times, played, and you learn. Maybe you become an attorney litigating multi-million dollar case matters. Say what you will about attorneys, but those years, not the years in law school, not the years drafting legal memoranda, but the years of meeting face to face and confronting opposing counsel, those years can teach a great deal. They can teach you how to transition from sweet, gentle, diplomatic negotiating to tough negotiating. At some point, with enough tough-nose experience, you figure out Trump's the art of the deal yourself. See, the problem is when you isolate your little cherubs from the tough things of life, is somebody's going to introduce them to the tough things of life. If you want to teach them at the age of 12 that they're going to go through breakups and puppy love and that they don't have to, you know, feel like they're diminished because somebody broke up with them, or they don't get a good grade and you want to placate them instead of saying, you know what, you need to study harder and do more, shame on you. But see, I'm not that type, and neither are most of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You understand that tough love may sometimes be the best kind of love, and you need to teach that to your children. Anyway, we got more to talk about when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And a follow-up to what we just talked about, Everybody is a Billionaire President, an article that was in Spectator that I found fascinating. I want to talk about us, the Trump voter, and what the author of this piece had to say. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You, the Trump voter, thwarted everything that the left has tried to do. By the way, we're going to get into some pretty funny stuff that the left is doing. CNN and this new Russian spy that now replaces Chapman. If you remember her, the Russian bombshell that worked her way through political circles during the Obama administration. But no, people pretty much dismissed her. She's back in Russia, but Maria Butina's in prison, in jail in America, because she's a spy. She very well could be. But I want to just have you listen to how CNN frames it. But we're going to do that a little bit later. I want to talk about you and the Trump voters and how the idea that Donald Trump came to be is so farcical. How could it possibly be in America that a kid who gets a loan from his dad of $1 million becomes a billionaire, decides he wants to be president, and they're like, and quite frankly, it was the most unlikely scenario. But if you're a dope smoking radical raised by, you know, leftists in a variety of ways and no prospects, pretty much a hidden past, won't show your grades, well, then you should be leading the country. Not two nickels, can't even rub two nickels together in 2004. Admit you're not ready to be president, but no. Let's make you somebody special. Let's make you president, but let's forget about the guy who actually, you know, theoretically pulls himself up by his bootstraps, because it could have gone the other way. I know many people, you give $1 million to today, you come back in a year and they are living under a bridge smoking crack. Don't act like just because you're here and somebody gives you wealth, that's a recipe for success. For most people, here's the real irony. For most people, you give them $1 million and it is a recipe for failure. You heard me. In this great country, it is a recipe for failure. Guarantee you, you give half this country $1 million a year from now. I didn't mean to say it that way. You give everybody in this country $1 million. Guarantee you a year from now, half of them won't have anything. They won't own their homes. They won't own their cars. They will be derelicts. Just to the same degree that they are right now, whatever state of life, I shouldn't say they're all derelicts, but they'll be at the state of they are right now, won't have improved their lives at all. Over half the country. There'll be a fraction of the people who take it and do really, really well, less than 2%. There'll be a pretty good percentage, 20% or 30%, who improves their lot in life, and the rest of the people will blow through it. They'll have toys that they will eventually lose and sell over pennies on the dollar to somebody else who hasn't bought anything that'll come and buy it. That's where we are. And you know it. You know I'm not kidding. Anyway, this author's writing about Trump that everybody can be a billionaire. Sure, anybody can get elected president of the United States and then negotiate with Putin and negotiate trade deals and do as good as Trump. Who is he? Who is he to do this stuff? Why should we put any faith in him? We've got Barack Obama to look at. Didn't he negotiate trade deals for us? Didn't he negotiate with Putin on world peace and negotiate with Iran by shipping them a bunch of money and clandestinely, and also improving, allowing them to have a banking system so they can move that money around freely? Didn't he negotiate with North Korea, negotiate with Europe and everybody else? Yeah, he sure did. This guy goes on to say this. Trump voters get him because not only is he we, but we are he. We were not snowflaked for life by effete. I don't know this word. Effete. E-F-F-E-T-E. I don't know that word. I really don't. Professors who themselves never negotiated tough life or death serious deals. Instead, we live in the real world. We know how that works. Not based on social science theories, not based on conceptual negotiating models, but based on people we have met over life and always will hate. The worst boss we ever had. The co-worker who tried to sabotage us. We know the sons of bums whom we survived, the dastardly types who are out there. And we learn from those experiences how to deal with them. We won't have John Kerry soothe us by having James Taylor sing, "You've Got a Friend." The Bushes got us into all kinds of messes. First one killed the economic miracle that Reagan had fashioned. The second one screwed up the Middle East, where Iraq and Iran beautifully were engaged in killing each other for years, and he got us mired in the middle of the middle.
Clinton was too busy with Monica Lewinsky to protect us from Osama bin Laden when we had him in our sights. Hillary gave us Benghazi and more. And Obamacare gave us the Iran deal, ISIS run amok, America in retreat. All to the daily praise of a media who now attack Trump every minute of every day. So let's understand a few things. Negotiating with NATO. NATO is our friend. They also rip off America. They've been ripping us off forever. We saved their butts. Before there was even a NATO in World War I, they messed up and 116 plus thousand Americans had to die to save their butts. Then they messed up again for the next two decades because West Europeans were obsessed with their class manners and their rules of savoir-faire and their socialist welfare states and their early retirements that they didn't have the character to stand up to Hitler in the 1930s. Peace in our time. So they messed up, and we had to save their butts again, and another 400,000-plus Americans died for them during World War II. And then we had to rebuild them, and we had to station our boys in Germany and all over their blood-stained continent. So, hey, we love those guys. We love NATO. I love his sarcasm. I love how he's painting the picture of how the United States has really had to rely on NATO. Whoa, look at them. I would say it's quite the other way around. And he says, and yet they still rip us off. We pay 4% of our gigantic GDP to protect them. They won't pay a lousy 2% of theirs towards their own defense. Is there a culture more penny-pinching, cheap, and stingy than the fine constituents of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization? These cheap, base-born prigs will not pay their fair share. They're too cheap. They expect America to send boys to die for them in one world war, then another, hundreds of thousands, then pay for their NATO defense even a century later. Are you starting to sense my outrage? Because I hope I'm engendering it in you. By way of somebody else's brilliant writing. And then they said, they have the temerity to cheat us further in trade. Long before Trump, they set up tariffs against us for so many things. If the average American knew how badly Europe has been ripping us off for decades with their tariffs, no one in this country would buy anything European again. We would say, as a matter of self-respect and personal pride, I no longer will buy anything but American, no matter what it cost. Every American president has complained about the cheating and imbalance, the NATO penny-pinching cheapness, the tariffs, the trade imbalances. In more recent years, the various Bushes complained about it. Even Obama complained about it. But they all did it so gently, so diplomatically. They would deliver the sermon. Just as the pastor predictably tells the churchgoers on Sunday morning that he is against sin. And the Europeans would sit quietly and nod their heads, nodding from sleeping, not from agreeing. And then they would go back out and sin some more. Another 4 years of America being suckered and snookered. All they had to do was give Obama a Nobel Peace Prize, his first 9 months in office, and let Kerry ride around on his bike in Paris. So Trump did what any effective negotiator would do. He took notes of these past approaches to NATO and their failures, correctly determined that the only way to get these penny-pinching, cheap, base-born prigs to pay their freight would be to bulldoze right into their faces, stare them right in their glazed eyes, cameras rolling, tell them point-blank the equivalent of, you're the cheapest, penny-pinching, miserly, stingily, tight-wadded skinflints ever. And it's going to stop on my watch. Whatever it takes from my end, you selfish, curmudgeon, cheap prigs, you're going to pay your fair share. And I'm not being diplomatic. I'm being all business. Either you start paying or you are going to be in for some surprises. And you know what you read in the fake news? I'm crazy. I'm out of control. So let me see. I know. We'll go to a trade war. How do you like that? Maybe we will even pull all our troops out of Europe. Yeah, maybe. Why not? Sounds good. Well, let's see. So Trump stuffed it into their quiche and schnitzel ingesting faces. He convinced them, thanks to America's seedier media, who are the real secret to the legend that is Trump, that he might just be crazy enough to go to trade war and pull the American boys home. They knew Clinton and Bush times two, Kerry, Hillary, Nobel laureate Obama would never do it. But they also know Trump might. And if they think they're going to find comfort in moderating his new advisors, John Bolton and Pompeo aside him, not going to happen. So CNN and the Washington Post and all of them attack Trump. He's destroying the alliance. Blah, blah, blah. He attacks our friends. That's what they want you to believe. But Trump didn't fall for it because he knows how Putin would react if he was embarrassed publicly. So he had private conversations and laid down the law, you can bet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.